It's kind of a brand new event. It's called the Southside Music and Cultural Trail. And we have two amazing ladies here joining us on Palmetto Mornings. Give us more details. We've got Carlo Dawson. She's the Rock Hill Poet Laureate. And Sarah McAllister. She's with the Women's Art Initiative. She's the board president. She's also part of the Place Making Committee, which is the division, if I'm not mistaken, of the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Sarah, we're going to start with you. Kind of just maybe pick it up right there with the Placemaking Committee and explain what that is, because if you're not in the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation circle, we might be speaking a foreign language to folks.
Yeah, so we're just a committee of people who are in the community, all different people, everybody from landscape architects to me, a small business owner, to your very own Alan Miller is on the committee. We've just got a lot of great people who are just bringing their experience and resources to bear to beautify and make this city a better place for everybody. And, you know, and often we're using grants and also private funds
to also help improve the quality of life here for
and
everyone.
Quality of life, yeah.
Okay.
And a lot of it has to do with art, and that's what we're here to talk about today. This kickoff event for the Southside Music and Cultural Trail is 3 years in the making. Mm-hmm. This was part of an initiative that came out of the Southside Regional Development Plan, and this trail is honoring 20 initial honorees. They're folks from the south side of Rock Hill, African-American musical innovators, historic places for that community, and defining moments that shaped the culture of Rock Hill's Southside neighborhoods. People like Frontis Brooks, who was the first band director of Emmett Scott High School. And the very first installation in the trail is going to be a sculpture donated by the Women's Art Initiative. We're in the works on that. We're thick in the artist selection process. And kind of in the second round of that. And yeah, so that is going to be a sculpture that's going to be in the courtyard of the Emmett Scott Center right next to the McGirt Auditorium. So we'll be talking about that some at this event on Sunday. And we'll also be just celebrating the South Side, the innovators, the incredible musicians, and the history of the area.
Well, we love when music and art, when they intersect, we get beautiful things, again, including this Southside Music and Cultural Trail. It's Sunday, May the 17th. So, Carlo, how does this work? How does this operate? Is this a self-guided trail? Is this a trail that's led by someone who's giving a speech and you move from point A to point B? Or walk us through maybe the structure of the day.
Well, on that day is the kickoff of the trail. So the theme of this is actually introducing the Southside Music and Cultural Trail, stories sung, spoken, and shared. So this is the introduction. This is the unveiling. Mm. And this is the celebration. And so it's the beginning. And it's a citywide event. It's a community event. It's a celebration of Rock Hill history. And it's going to be so fun and interactive. So it's going to start off at 12:30 with food trucks and activities for the family and children. And there's going to be an interactive drum circle performance and giveaways. It's just going to be a great day. So that'll be from 12:30 to 3. And then we'll move into, I will be hosting a Rock Hill Poet Laureate program where it's a celebration of all of those innovators that we spoke about, all of those musicians. So we'll see that in the form of storytellers and poets, as well as musicians. And we'll also have one of our innovators, we'll actually have the Stars of Zion, who will be there. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be really cool. We'll have dance, so much that's going to be a celebration of this history. And we'll have our local musicians, artists, and storytellers and poets actually highlight that and put that on a pedestal. So it's going to be so interactive and so engaging. And then after that, the fun doesn't stop. The celebration doesn't stop. We'll actually have at 4 p.m. the symphony will actually highlight or host a free performance. Now, that's unheard of, typically. So it's going to be free. And it's going to highlight African-American composers. So that's going to be a wonderful day. And I put a little plug in. I'm so excited I will get to narrate Peter and the Wolf.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. So that will be going on. I did leave out one component. We'll actually have the trail logo unveiled. And that's been with the Women's Art Initiative. So they will unveil that at 3:30. So everyone needs to come out, be a part of this, because this is not just one part of history. It is our history in Rock Hill. And we get to share this as a big family.
I'm pretty impressed about the amount of folks in the music circle that have made an impact here. How many people are we talking about exactly that will be honored? Maybe at the beginning, but as we know about history, we'll start uncovering more great stories, or someone might show up and say, what about this person? But roughly how many folks do we hope to honor?
I'm not totally sure on the total. I've got a list of 14 right here that I was prepared to talk about if necessary.
we love you and we love this idea. We don't have time for all 14.
I know.
But it's a work in progress, right? Because what we know about history, it's always evolving, right? Even in the
We've had a number of community engagement sessions and are working with a wonderful outside group to prepare and plan this trail as well.
So on Sunday is kind of the kickoff, as Carlo described, right? It's just to build up the excitement and let folks know what to expect. Then after that, will the trail be open? Is this, again, when we talk about a trail, a lot of folks, I don't want to speak to everyone, I might think of like a trail in the woods, but obviously we know on the south side it's more urban. But what does that look like? What will the trail look like?
It'll be about a mile long. It'll be following Crawford Road. All the way from that kind of five-point intersection where the Furnace Brooks Memorial Garden is. Our hope and plan is to eventually get the funding to revitalize that garden and area and turn it into more of an accessible and interactive area, and to just make that entire street walkable with wayfinding elements, informational signs, hopefully some interactive things. And, you know, this is going to be years in the making.
Perfect. And then, Carlo, we'll wrap up with you. Why is this important? Why is it important that cities take the time to have celebrations like this and to honor those to help, you know, create the city that we call home today in the year 2026?
Well, that's a loaded question. You know, I honestly could elaborate on this, you know, like you said, you know, on and on. But I want to say that this is just so important because we make this city. We are all this city, right? From your visual artists who will also be a part of this, our thespians, all the way to our business partners. You know, we are all Rock Hill. And so celebrations like this show us and shine a light on who we are. And history, like you said, it is ever-changing. But it's important that we pause and take that step in that moment to recognize our history and celebrate our history. And this highlights that. I think when you think about the title, where we talk about stories sung, spoken, and shared, that's what makes us, our stories. Our stories are living and breathing. And so when we have an opportunity to shine light on that, we have to take it. We have to seize it. And that's one beautiful thing about Rock Hill. We do that. That's what makes us Rock Hill. So I hope everybody takes part and comes out, because this is our story.
So this, again, event takes place Sunday, May the 17th. It's called the Southside Music and Cultural Trail, Stories Sung, Spoken, and Shared. The fun gets underway at 12:30, and the location again?
The Emmett Scott Center.
Perfect. You'll come there and celebrate, spend the whole afternoon, and you'll wrap up your day with a free concert again by our friends at the Rock Hill Symphony Orchestra.